potter was hauled on a low wagon or sled. It was hauled to the corn bin. There the corn was shocked out and pitched into the corn bin. The stalks were fed to the cows out in the lots. Morning and night, hay was given to the cows in the barn. After they had eaten ground corn, the corn was eaten while they were milked. In order to milk the cows, one had to climb into the stall, avoid stepping on or putting the milk stool or pail into a fresh paddy. Every night, fresh straw was carried into the stall with pitchforks from the big straw pile. The straw pile was the result of thrashing the wheat with a separator in summer. This was a big day for women, too, cooking for 20 or more hungry men. There was no air conditioning. Most of the cooking was done in summer kitchens. And usually they killed springers. Yeah, those were young roosters. In the morning, and they baked bread, and they dug potatoes, picked tomatoes, green beans, cooked cabbage or slaw, milk rice or fruit pie for dessert. Arrangements were made outside for men to wash themselves in wash pans. These springers were dipped in a bucket of hot water so that the feathers would come up. And they had to pick them up, clean the chickens and everything before they could fry it. Morning and afternoon lunch had to be served too. Milk for the coffee was kept cool by hanging covered pails down into the well with the milk. This was one day when bologna was bought. This was an exciting day all around, hoping it wouldn't rain or break down so one wouldn't have to prepare for another day. If you hear three short whistles from the engine, they needed water in a hurry for the engine. It was hauled by water wagon from a spring. It couldn't be hauled from the well for fear that they would empty it completely. The man in the straw pile was a darkie. If not, he would look like one from all the dust. He would go wherever the threshing machine went, and most people always hired him for the straw pile because he knew just how to do it. And it was always a hot, hard job, so they were glad to get him. I forgot to tell you that when they washed for their meal, the darkie would wash last, and he would always sit alone when they were eating. It was segregation time, and he just expected it. He didn't mind one bit. This darkie, he would stomp down the straw and stack it so that it wouldn't rain in. Straw was so needed for bedding the animals. Later years, some was baled. This is when Anna had to keep after those horses so they wouldn't stop from going round and round. So the straw would pack tight in the baler. When there was enough for one bale, then they would yell, "Block!" And the spare block was put in before more straw was put in. And then another baling wire was stuck in for the next bale.